Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? We've started walking through his life together, beginning last time with his birth. We looked at the humble beginning in a manger, but now I want to consider Jesus' parents. Keeping in mind that Jesus is fully God and fully man, we should expect some kind of birth story to that end, and that's exactly what we have. Listen to Luke's account of the angel Gabriel's visit to Mary, mother of Jesus. He tells her of the coming Messiah, and that she'll give birth to him. Here's what comes next, Luke 1:34-35. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." So Jesus' birth wasn't like our birth. Joseph was not involved in the picture. So why not? Many have speculated as to the reasons, and some of them make a lot of sense, but honestly, it just doesn't tell us, so it's hard to say with absolute certainty. What we can say with absolute certainty is that a human male was not involved in this conception. Rather, the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, resulting in a miraculous birth. And we can also say with absolute certainty that this process was intended at the bare minimum so that the world would know that Jesus isn't the son of Joseph, but the son of God. If you want to spend time speculating otherwise, come see me sometime and we can speculate over coffee together. So Jesus was born just like we are, but he also was born unlike us. Many often suggest that Jesus was merely a wise teacher, but if you're reading about Jesus from the Bible, it's impossible to come to that conclusion, because every wise teacher I've ever met has an earthly father, but Jesus did not. So while he certainly is a wise teacher, he is so much more. He is the one and only Son of God. Now I want to share a neat parallel with you. Jesus had both a natural birth and a spiritual birth, all wrapped up into one. On the one hand, a woman gave him life, but on the other hand, the Holy Spirit gave him life. This is remarkably similar to what Jesus describes in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus about what it means to become a Christian. Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Then shortly after, he explains a little more. "Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." This is what it means to become a Christian. Christians experience a new birth in which the Holy Spirit gives them life. And this is true of every Christian. The point, much like Jesus' supernatural birth, is so that God might receive the glory, so that the world might see Christians and know something supernatural has happened to that person. Have you ever been born again? Has the Holy Spirit given you new life? Do you see the fruit of the Spirit in your life? If not, turn to the one who was first born of the Spirit, so that by faith in Jesus, you may have life as well.